opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
I'm Lance Berkman. I've played professional baseball for 15 years, but my family is more important. My wife and I have four daughters. Proposition 1 would allow troubled men who claim to be women to enter women's bathrooms, showers, and locker rooms. It's better to prevent this danger by closing women's restrooms to men rather than waiting for a crime to happen. Join me to stop the violation of privacy and discrimination against women. Vote no on Proposition 1. No men in women's bathrooms, no boys and girls showers or locker rooms.
So, I guess the people have spoken on that one. A lot of other folks have as well. Hey, let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master, if you want to get in today. 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Zhongli Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a Wednesday. We do things much differently on Wednesday. Whatever you do, when you text or call or send a raven, or a carrier pigeon, or smoke signals, put odds on it. What are the odds Zhong loved doing that open?
I'm sure he did. Yeah.
I didn't love it.
Oh, you loved it. You're in there smirking.
Oh, no. I was going to lead off with this regardless of what happened today, but just because it's kind of slow, and we talked about the college football rankings yesterday when it came out, and there wasn't really much to discuss, so I figured the biggest news that happened in the city was Prop 1 got... Was the biggest...
Significantly defeated.
Yeah, defeated. So
got dominated.
Yeah.
And I was going to lead off with it before I knew what happened with AJ.
I see. So now I guess we have to talk about what happened with AJ.
There's not much to talk about. I am... If you're friends with me on Facebook and, like, you know, we don't hang out or I don't see you at family reunions... We're probably not going to be friends on Facebook much longer. So my Facebook page is going to change significantly. I did create like a public fan page kind of.
Yeah.
So I'll keep up with anybody on that thing. I as you know, I'm very interactive with people on Twitter. I have an Instagram. So that, and I like to debate and discuss things with people. It's fun for me, but it can get personal. And sadly, like the actions of a small percentage have forced me to make a sweeping change in how I'm going to handle social media.
I don't blame you. I've actually thought about doing the same thing. I just don't get into too much on Facebook anymore. I mean, I basically use it. Okay, here's an article I wrote, or... You know, hey, trying to raise money for this.
Right.
Or congratulations to so-and-so. That's about it. But, yeah, that's not a place where people should start personal attacks. I mean, significant personal attacks. And so I don't blame you.
Because someone disagrees with me. And that's fine. Like I said, I welcome debate, discussion. I'm very open to that. But, I mean, there's the line, you know?
Yeah, and that's the line I always have on Twitter is basically there's, and I've gotten better at blocking people. It's more fun.
Yeah.
But for the most part, there's a couple words that if you use with me, you're blocked. And if you involve my family, you're blocked.
But I want my Facebook to be like, you know, and I understand that the jobs that we do make it where we're more of a public figure. I get that. And as you know, I'm not a very social person.
Right.
That's a great weakness for me, in all honesty, is I'm...
You need to know people pretty well and feel comfortable with them.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That's most of the population.
My circle of friends, like actual friends, is very small. And I... I don't often venture outside of it. And that's probably a character flaw. Okay, then that I accept
that. Makes
you
the same as 90% of the population, AJ. So
I just want my Facebook to be representative of my friends and my family. And like what I think like a normal person's Facebook would be like.
Right.
Because what my Facebook has turned into is not like, I can't imagine that's a normal person's Facebook. Like to get a text from my mom asking about something that someone posted on my page, like what's going on with that? I just don't want to deal with that. So I, you know, it's like I said, it's nothing personal. And if you think I'm an a-hole because of that, so be it. I'll get over it.
But a lot of people in our business have gone to that, and I don't blame them. And I haven't yet, and there may come a time when I do. Most of the time, I don't see things unless my wife points them out and said, "Hey, did you see what so and so said on your page?" Or, you know, "Did you see that Examiner was spamming your page the other day?"
Right.
And then I go in and delete stuff. But so, I get it.
So I created this page today. I posted it on my Facebook, and basically, I'll leave people on there till Monday, and then Monday, if you're not in my circle, I'm probably going to delete you off Facebook, and it's not because I don't like you. It's just because I don't like some people,
and it's got to be
a sweeping change.
And you know what? That's what we always talk about the show. We have 5% of our listeners that try to ruin it for the 95%. Don't let them do it. Well, yeah. This will work out great because those guys can go to your public page. And
yeah,
go to town.
And if you want to troll me on there, by all means, troll away. Talk about what a horrible person I am and how I'm going to hell and all that stuff. That's cool. Just don't do it on you just won't have the opportunity to do it on my personal page.
And that's fair. All right, well, before we get to the sports, I have two very important apologies to make today.
What do you apologize
for? I never apologize for anything, right? We just do what we do and, you know, whatever. Well, first off, yesterday I had written down on my list of stuff for the show to tell people, by the way, I really like Northern Illinois tonight. And then a couple people even texted about it. We just got on other stuff, and I never got to it.
And I tweeted some people about it.
Because I feel bad when we talk about stuff and I put people on a turd. I really liked that game last night. I mean, they'd won 6 in a row against Toledo going in. Their quarterback gets hurt at halftime. They still win.
Yeah.
And it was a big play for me. And I didn't even text I have 3 or 4 friends that I usually text, "Hey, I'm on this big tonight." I didn't even do that. I just got distracted, and so I apologize for that. That's number one. The second thing I have to apologize for, I learned a really valuable lesson today about just how creepy I can be.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think...
Is this apology to, like specifically to me or
no,
to
no,
all
to
the
you,
people?
Not to you, geez. This is going to be specifically...
Like this is a general...
Probably 2 people that I'm going to apologize to for this.
Oh, well, you're creeping to me all the time.
Well, I know, but you're used to it.
Here's the thing. I assume that the people you're about to really apologize to are women, right?
Well, one of them, yes.
Okay, because, yeah, you're way creepier to women than you are to men.
Well, and I would say on the creepometer scale, which I would say percentage of time you're creepy. Yeah, I get it. I'm probably creepy about, I'll go with 50% of the time. I'm probably a solid 5 on the creepy scale.
I'll give you a 5.5.
I know, you probably think I'm more creepy than not, but you only see me 3 hours a day.
That's true.
There are 21 hours of the day.
Super creepy in those hours.
And there's 21 hours of the day. Where
and then we're in Vegas. You're like full-time creep, but that's Vegas. So
yeah,
I can't
you can't blame me for that.
I can't judge you.
But on the scale, I would say if we're going to just say, okay, on the creepometer, like Rich Lord's a 10, right?
Oh, for sure.
Palillo's like a 9. And now that Laminack's back on radio, he's right up in there. I'll put Granato at about a 7.
Oh, Granato's pretty creepy.
Yeah, I'm not nearly as creepy as those guys. But today, for a very brief time, I was up there in Palillo area.
What were you doing?
This is so embarrassing. I'm very proud of myself. I've been working out like a fiend lately. And I have a little routine where I go to the gym about 10:30, and there's never anybody in our gym.
Did you take pictures of someone?
No, it's not like that. It's worse.
All right.
And
did you touch someone?
No. Nothing like that.
All right.
It's just, it's sometimes you should actually pay attention to what you're wearing before you go to the gym. I never pay any attention because there's never anybody in there. It's just me. I go in there. I'll have the headphones on. Half the time I'm singing and nobody's
is this like
there.
The gym in your building?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Nice little gym. And but the time of day I'm in there, there's never anybody there.
Okay.
Well, today I'm in there and there's a young lady in there, probably mid-20s to early 30s, and she's working out. And I didn't really pay attention to what how I was dressed. But I had on like this hat that I won the other night at Monday Night Football Bingo. It looks like a farmer hat. Okay, we'll start with that. Had this shirt on that was way too big and old and had holes in it and had a fairly dark stain on it that one could think might be blood. It was probably just fruit punch Gatorade. I don't know. I drink a lot. And then the weird part was I couldn't find one of my weightlifting gloves.
Okay.
So I just grabbed a golf glove. So I've got the black glove on one hand. I've got the white golf glove on the other. Farmer Brown hat. Torn up shirt. I look half homeless. And I walk in, and the poor girl's in there, and she just takes one look at me, and this look of terror comes on her face. And I look in the mirror, and I'm like, holy bleep, I look like Buffalo Bill's creepy, rapey uncle. And, yeah, so from now on, I'm going to make sure that when I go to the gym that I pay attention to what I throw on. That hat's already in the bag to be given away to Goodwill, along with the shirt and a bunch of other stuff.
I don't know that you have to, like, I mean, because I never wear what you want.
Well, that's kind of how I feel, but even I looked at that and said, holy bleep, dude, no wonder that poor girl's scared. So I want to apologize to, A, that young lady who very quickly finished her set and left. I'm sure it wasn't a coincidence. And, B, to her boyfriend, because I'm guessing she's never going to the gym again and she's going to be two bills in a year, and that's my fault. So I'm apologizing for both of those things.
Okay.
And, So
well, it could have been way worse.
For today, I was a 9.0. I almost took a picture, but then I thought, you know what? There's enough creepy pictures of me on the internet from high school and everything else. I really don't want this going viral. But I get to see that poor girl going home. I swear I thought he was going to chop me up and put me in a bag and feed me to cats. And it's like, I'd say, yeah, it kind of looks like that.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's going to wear my skin as a hat.
I could see that happening.
Yeah, it's honestly, that's how it looked. So I am now extremely creepy.
Anyway. This is nothing new. I hate to break it to you.
No,
I know
what
you think it
is. I know,
is,
but it's like
new.
When I that time we took a picture somewhere and I look, holy bleep, I've gotten fat. That's when I went to lose weight. Now, this is the same thing. I look in the mirror and I'm like, my God, could you be any more creepy if you tried?
Yeah.
And obviously, no, I could never get to Lord creepiness, but other than that, you know, that's up there. I mean, that's and that would be like Barry. That's about as creepy as Barry is. I love Barry, but you got to admit, he's pretty creepy. So I apologize to both the young lady and her boyfriend. And I never. And the
was one, her boyfriend there?
I don't know, because she's going to go home and tell him this guy was going to kill me.
Yeah.
And so he's going to. And he may be a blitzer. So if you're a blitzer and tell us, it's just a creepy dude who really wasn't paying attention to what he was wearing. The clincher was what looked like the blood stain on the shirt, which.
It Are you wasn't. Sure it wasn't?
No, I'm sure it wasn't. It was fruit punch Gatorade, or I mix this grape stuff with my vodka sometimes. It might have been that. I don't know. I just grabbed the shirt in a hurry because I was running late and wanted to get a workout in.
Okay.
And everything else was in the wash. So anyway, I'm changing my image from now on. I've got rid of all my the creepiest clothes I have except for my green ESPN turtleneck. I'm still keeping that, even though you get creeped out by that.
I do.
But yeah, I'm going to work on my creepy image now.
Okay. I think that's a good idea. I think it's long overdue, actually.
You're probably right. But so the good news is somebody's going to go to Goodwill over the next few days and be able to pick up a bunch of really creepy clothes.
And you'll be able to be like, you know, like there was an auction we were reading about yesterday, you know, where celebrities' clothes go for a lot of money. So if you are able to get a Fowler-worn turtleneck, it's possible that thing is worth some real dough down the road.
I didn't get rid of all my turtlenecks.
Any of them?
No.
Though?
Well, I got rid of a bunch of them, yeah.
Okay.
The only creepy turtleneck I kept was the green one, because I know that bothers you, so I'm going to wear it a bunch when it cools off. But, no, I still have my black ones. I'm not getting rid of those. And I got rid of one of the jackets with the elbow pads.
Oh, well, that's not, I mean.
So I'm trying to transition into. Only I'd like to get under 5 on the creepometer.
Okay.
I'd like to get to 4.7, 4.6, because I feel that's just creepier than normal. That's not, you know.
Well, I wish you luck, man.
Well, it was a sad, sad lesson I learned today.
I hope you make it.
And I won't be apologizing for a whole lot of stuff, but that I will apologize for. I will not apologize for talking about Texas mattress makers. because they are fantastic. And you can forget about the Black Friday sales at Texas Mattress Makers. They're always making it easier. It's Black November the entire month. Enjoy 40% savings off select mattresses and all standard sizes. Just think about this. A custom fitted queen size is usually $699. During Black November, how about $299? And at Texas Mattress Makers, they're giving you factory prices because they make the beds right there. They custom fit them for your body. And the cool thing about it is, sure, you could go to a retail store, pay a whole bunch of money because they have to mark it up. Or you can go to Texas Mattress Makers and you save at least 50% guaranteed. And during Black November, you're going to save even more. Incredible quality they put into these. You've all in the gang know exactly what they're doing. They put together great, great beds. I've been over there. I've seen how they make them. I've seen the quality that goes into them, the care that goes into them, and the knowledge that goes into them. You're getting a great bed. You're getting a great sleep. And some of the deals they're giving you are great. The top of the line twin size was $499. It's now $249. A custom king was $899. It's now $399. And they're available in firm, plus, and pillow top. So go check them out. Tell them I sent you. You've all in the gang. We'll take care of you. I promise you, they love it. They love the Blitzers. They give you great deals. And now, all during the month of November, it's happening. Check them out now at the corner with Lockwood and Navigation. It's 4619 Navigation, TexasMattressMakers.com. The best sleep at the best price. Tell them I sent you, Texas Mattress Makers.
ESPN 97.
Cowboys Eagles NFL 7 p.m. Sunday, presented by All American Berryman Products on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I know you don't like to talk to people in the gym at all, right?
No.
I don't either. That's why I always try to plan my day when there's nobody in there. Plus, you know, it's a small gym, and I want to be able to do my circuit thing, and I don't want to bother anybody when I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So I always try to plan that.
That's like worst case scenario for me, is someone starts talking to me at the gym.
And if I'm in there and there's other people, I don't talk to them unless I've talked to them in the elevators or something, and just to say hello. There's one lady in there that's there sometimes. And I say lady, she's probably about 30. And she's really cute, but she's probably a 7.9 on the creepometer. She's probably the kind that's got dead boyfriends in her oven.
Okay.
So
that's pretty scary.
Yeah. So I kind of, you know, I don't talk to her much. And then, you know, I think, you know, I kind of get how this other girl must have felt today from my interactions with her. But I just like to stay away from people.
Yeah.
Let's try Mark. Mark, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, sports guys. How you doing?
Sportsy.
Hey, so I know you guys are pretty big on the Memphises. And I mean, obviously everyone's big on you as Bakes right now. I want to get your thoughts on the Toledo Rockets losing yesterday. And I guess I was reading one thing that they were saying, that a lot of these non-conference big teams, they just don't improve through the year, like some of the major conferences do due to lack of talent. And if you're on a senior Latin team or a veteran team, then they usually perform a little bit better than the year end. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, here's one thing that's, you know, I don't want to say it's universal with these, but it's pretty close to universal with these smaller conference teams, is they play their best players from the beginning. You know, like a lot of the times at the bigger programs, you know, it takes a while before you see the top-tier talent get on the field, because there's already top-tier talent there in a lot of these spots. But if you show up and you're a freshman, you're the best guy they've got, they put you out there immediately. And that's good. But at the same time, these teams also have less overall talent. And as the season goes on, guys get tired, guys wear down.
Guys get hurt.
The guys that they're replacing those guys with, there's a pretty significant drop-off. The drop-off from wide receiver 2 to 3 at USC is pretty minimal. From 2 to 3 at Toledo is probably huge.
Well, and it's huge at UH even. Before the season, Tom Herman was saying his twos didn't belong in college football at one point. And I think it's – but the other thing is, you got to keep in mind, with a school like Toledo, getting a chance to play Arkansas, and Arkansas wasn't playing well at the time, that's their Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that is going to be the highlight of their season. And you go in there, the emotions are high, you go in relatively healthy. – I would say the same thing about Memphis getting Mississippi at their place. Now, following it up. The difference is, if you look at Toledo's schedule, that was it.
Yeah.
That was their one shot. You look at Memphis, they've got some other opportunities here with Navy and Houston and Temple to build their resume a little bit.
You know, I was thinking about the other day when we were like, you know, Memphis had no idea, or Ole Miss had no idea Memphis would be as good as they were when they scheduled them. But if you really think about it, when that schedule got made, Ole Miss was probably, you know, like Vanderbilt level.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
they were, but that's why you play Memphis, right?
Right.
Yeah, you got, well, let's get a win. And that's why it can change fast, but that Memphis team is very good. Frobius wants to know where Jong rates on the creep scale. See, I would say Jong, especially with the shoes he's wearing today, probably a 3.5. I think he's the lowest of all of us. I mean, I'd probably put you at about a 3.8, put Jong at about a 3.5. I'm a solid 5.0. Admit it.
Yeah, I don't think Jong's very creepy. He doesn't bother me much.
Nah,
I think he's a fairly normal dude. He's kind of to himself and quiet.
It's the red shoes, though.
But he's not so to himself and quiet that it's weird. Like Michael Carroll, that guy could,
he's extremely creepy.
He's got a high potential to own a lady suit, like a suit made of lady's skin. So, you know, there's a fine line.
Troy on the Facebook page. What are the odds everyone is a liberal at this station? Obviously, you don't listen to the show very much, Troy, because we had to go through who I voted for president since I was 18 years old. And I think we landed on one Democrat. So, sorry. That's a problem. You guys are labeling people. Oh, you're all liberal because you think this is okay. You're the problem, Troy. That's the thing. We need an inclusive type of politics where, you know what? I'm embarrassed by the Republican Party right now. I've been a lifelong Republican. I'm embarrassed by the way they act.
You're not allowed to say that.
I'm saying it because I can't actually sit down and have a conversation with somebody who's like, oh, that makes you a liberal. Bleep you. No, it makes me somebody who looks at every issue for what it is. And they've pushed me away, and they pushed a lot of people away. And I can't, you know, I can't get with the Democratic Party either. That's why I don't have a party. That's why I'm an independent now. It's because of stuff like that. People like you, Troy, who label us. Who label people? Everyone's
labeler.
A liberal.
You're a labeler.
That's the problem. That's what's wrong with our country, man. That's what's wrong with our politics. And you know what? What I want to see is here's a novel idea. How about whoever wins the Republican nomination? Let's say they win the presidency, or say they win the Republican nomination. Go find a really conservative Democrat to be your vice president. Let's quit being divisive. Maybe we should pull the country together a little bit.
That's too crazy.
I know it's crazy. That's why I don't get to. That's why I'm not running. It's because of people like you, and every day I get. And this is why I got.
I don't like any politicians. How about that?
No, I don't
either.
I
like people.
I do too,
and barely that. But I like people more than I like politicians.
But I want this country to be great. I want us to be led by competent people, and we're not on either side, and that's a problem. We have two sides. Nobody's working together. And all these guys who talk about, throw back to Ronald Reagan. Guess what Ronald Reagan did? He worked with the Democrats. Guess what Bill Clinton did? He worked with the Republicans. That's why they got things done. But no, we have to be, and I do. I blame the Republicans for this more than I blame the Democrats.
No,
but the Democrats,
you're such a liberal.
The Democrats are just as bad. I mean, honestly, they're some of the crap that comes out of their mouth. But this divisiveness is insane, man. And that's why I'm going to quit paying attention. I'm not going to care what happens with politics. You guys do whatever the hell you want. And one of these days, just legalize weed and gambling for me, and I won't care.
Okay.
So, anyway. And the difference between your... That's what... Another thing that drives me nuts. The difference between your policies is so minuscule, it's ridiculous. The difference between George Bush's politics and Barack Obama's are minuscule.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to foreign policy, where they all suck. Anyway, let's try Roy. What's up, Roy?
Hey, sports guys, sports.
Sports to
hey,
you.
I was calling because I saw on Facebook, like an official news post from Channel 13 that since the mayor's Proposition 1 failed, there's rumblings she's saying that she's going to tell the NFL not to hold the Super Bowl here in Houston because we won't accommodate transgenders. And I want to know what are the odds she could make that effective and not have the Super Bowl in Houston. I'm going to hang up and listen.
Well, first of all, the mayor isn't the person who could make the Super Bowl. The mayor won't be the mayor at
right.
that point.
Yeah, I mean, she's about to be gone.
Yeah.
So
The reason that, and I read that article, and that's the article that I posted that stirred everybody up so bad that eventually someone was wishing rape on my family. But the article, what it was talking about was, if you remember in the 90s, Arizona was supposed to host a Super Bowl, and they voted against having Martin Luther King Day be a holiday. And there was some national uproar about it. And so the NFL said, you know what? We're out of here until you guys get your act together. And eventually they did. But that the NFL took the Super Bowl away from them. I mean, it could happen. I don't know that it will happen in this case, but there's a precedent that it can happen.
Yeah, and the difference in this ordinance, by the way, a lot of the people that it was seeking to protect already have legal protections. And it was never about men and women's bathrooms. That was just that was another stupid political thing. But I mean, there were enough questions about it that it was put to a vote. The people voted against it, and there you go. But I don't think it's one of those things that the NFL is really going to care about, because it's not. It really isn't. There, a lot of the people that we talk about being discriminated against are already protected under the law. They were just added into this ordinance. So, to me, it's sour grapes. And hey, I was for it, but it didn't pass. That's not what the people wanted.
Yeah.
And the people who got out and voted against it. So you know what I do in that situation? I abide by what the people want. And I say, okay. And I don't go crying to the NFL and say, oh, don't come here when I'm not going to be mayor. No. I mean, yeah, you pushed it. You did your best. You didn't win. Guess what? Move on. Move on to something else, because 61% is not close.
No, it was not close.
But
I also think that there was, you know, I always hear about how, you know, the liberal media has brainwashed you into thinking things.
Yeah.
Well, I think there was some brainwashing going on in this instance, too, and making it act like, you know, all of a sudden sexual predators are going to be at every turn in the bathroom and you know, everybody's afraid. But I've gotten to where, you know, it's pointless to argue it now because it's happened.
Well, and that's the thing. When you've lost, okay, that's all I ever ask. Let the people vote. Yeah. Let the people vote on whether or not we can have gambling. If I lived in Ohio today, I'd be pissed off because they voted down weed. But you know what? Say okay.
Although I don't know that
the people voted.
People voting on who and who shouldn't have rights is necessarily a fair thing.
Well, but I don't think this. And the more you dive into this issue, it's a city ordinance that would create fines for this.
Right.
That, frankly, most of them already exists. There's already things in place. But I'm okay with more protection, and I was fine with it. I think it would have been fine if it passed. It would not have created the restroom thing. But the problem is, the people who voted on it, the people who got out and voted, 61% of them said no. So you know what? I'm for the people voting on stuff, and at that number, okay.
It's hard to argue.
No.
All right. You know what else is hard to argue? Some good fights coming up, man. And we're going to be heading out to Vegas pretty soon for Cotto Canelo. But before that, Timothy Bradley and Brandon Rios getting down. HBO's World Championship Boxing returns November 7th. That's this Saturday night with a huge night of boxing. Two fan favorites squaring off. Timothy Bradley Jr. defending his belt against Brandon Rios, the all-action warrior. Bradley, 32-1-1, 12 knockouts, current welterweight champ. Got a win over Manny Pacquiao, Juan Manuel Marquez, Provodnikov. He's got a win over. A lot of great wins on his record. Brandon Rios, 33-2-1, a former lightweight champion who fought the trilogy with Mike Alvarado in, you know, some of the best fights that you'll ever see in your life. Rios won two of those fights by knockout. These two guys are going to go at it, and they're going to go at it hard, man. This is going to be a really exciting fight, an all-action fight. So tune in to check that thing out. And right afterwards, guess what? Guess what's back? HBO 24/7, episode 1 of 24/7, Cotto Canelo airs immediately after the live fight. It's a 2-episode program following Miguel Cotto and Canelo Alvarez as they go through the rigors of training camp in preparation for their November 21st pay-per-view fight. You can watch it all unfold, the live fight with Bradley Rios, and then right after that you'll get Cotto Canelo 24/7 in-depth coverage into their camp. You'll see it all this Saturday, November 7th, 8:30 Central Time. Only on HBO. City, this cowboy is running from himself. She's been living on the highest shelf.
is The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5.
Yeah, that's how long I've been on ya.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
All right. We're going to get back to this because people want to weigh in. Let's go to Dr. Matthew Wasserman now.
Dr. Wasserman from the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. How you doing, Doc?
Just fine. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. We saw a pretty big hit on Ricardo Lockett from the Seahawks in the Seahawks-Cowboys game. He was down for a good while. Initial thing looked like a concussion, and then people were worried about his, you know, extremities and things like that. Turns out he had a neck injury. Tell us a little bit about what the injury was and what they had to do to fix it.
Well, it sounds like he had a ligamentous injury as well as a disc problem. I think that's what gave him some of the neurologic issues that they were, you know, experiencing on the field. And then basically to fix that, they end up doing the same type of surgery that that Peyton Manning had a couple of years ago, where they usually fuse the segment of the spine and the neck that is unstable. So it takes, you know, probably 6 months or so before he could consider coming back from something like that. But you sort of have to wait and see how he does initially.
Now, is this something that, I mean, you think that he'll recover 100% from at some point, or is this something that could be like a long term?
Depends on the neurologic, you know, issues. I mean, the actual surgery, as we saw with Peyton, you know, you can play football after a surgery like that. Just a question of what his neurologic status is afterwards.
All right. That's Dr. Matthew Wasserman from the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic, part of the UT Physicians Group. Appreciate the time, Doc. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Texture saying now Fred's going to ban political talk on the show. No, we're not. I'm not banning it. I just think that there are issues that we're going to talk about because you care about them and we care about them. And you know what we try to do is, like, if we disagree on something, then that's great. We'll argue our point. I'll argue my point to AJ. AJ will argue his point to me. I'll go back and look at it later and say, no, I was still right. I'm going this way. Every now and then, I'll be like, you know what? I think he might be right about this. And to me, that's what politics ought to be.
But you know what?
We ought to be able to have a disagreement about something without. And my God, listening to the Democratic debate, the way Hillary was going on about the Republican, she's doing the same crap. So I don't want to put it on just them. But this divisiveness is crap. It's like, hey, here's what we believe. Here's what you believe. I'll give you some of this if you give me this. I'm okay with, all right, you know what? We need to fix the Affordable Care Act because I think there's a problem with that. But I'm okay with Affordable Care, but quit trying to take my guns. Seems fair enough.
Yeah.
But no, people don't do that. It's, oh, it has to be all this or it's nothing. Oh, we have to change America. Yeah, Americans don't agree with that. Let us vote, but also let us vote educated. Don't these attack ads and things like that, I think that had a lot to do with it. And I think there was misinformation about this thing on both sides. And, you know, I just wish that not everybody's going to educate themselves about everything, but the important issues, well, we should really look at them. And then vote what you think is best. I guarantee you, when we get around to the presidential race, I have no idea who I'm voting for yet, but it's going to be the person I think will be best for America and less divisive. That's it. I don't know which side it's going to be. I don't know who it's going to be, but that's all I'm asking for. Somebody that will actually get things done.
Yeah.
That's it.
If I think one of those guys will get things done.
Well, I don't think any of them will, because none of them do, because the whole thing is crap right now, which is, yeah. But, yeah, I'm going to study everything and see what happens. And at some point, Americans will get sick of it. And they'll elect somebody who will actually end the divisiveness and get us to where we're actually doing, you know, nobody's ever going to do everything you agree with, man.
Yeah.
There's no way. Nobody's ever going to do anything I agree with. Doesn't matter who they are.
And I already know some of you are typing out tweets that, that's, you're describing Ben Carson. You're describing Donald Trump. You're describing Sanders. Don't tweet it.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Because I don't know who I'm describing yet. Yeah, Patrick says we're beating a dead horse talking about the Texans. Politics can be way more entertaining at this point. It is. What entertains me is how a lot of people who go into politics are really smart people. Really smart people. Very well-educated people. But they get into. To get elected, you have to say certain things. You have to act a certain way. You have to pretend to be things. And I think they do that so much that everything they do now is an act.
I think what we...
I don't think... Like, Ted Cruz says some dumb things. He's not a dumb man. He's a very smart man. But some of the things he says, and like, really? Hillary's the same way. These are educated people. Sorry.
I do think we can agree that no matter what happens, it's a bad look to say that the reason why you didn't want Prop 1 to go through is because you're a Christian, and then minutes later wish rape on someone's family.
Yeah, like, well, that's
it's not
issue.
Necessarily a good look. That's a poor argument. That's you failed debate class in high school. That's not good.
David, LOL, Fred, you're so misinformed. Who is advocating we take all your guns? No one. That's
no
who.
One.
I was making a point, dickweed. My God. See, you're part of the problem, too. It's people like you. You are part of the problem. Look yourself in the mirror. Ah, boy. I don't like any of you. I don't like any of your policies. Keep your politics away from me because you all suck. When you get me somebody who's actually good, who I can actually get behind, who will have really good opinions, informed opinions. All right. That's not you, David. Sorry. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Statues in empires are all at your hands. Water to wine and the finest of sands.
When all that you have's turned and stale in its cold. ESPN 97.5.
Patriots, Redskins, NFL, 12 p.m. Sunday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. Raheel and the ESPN 97.5 road crew gear up for the game today at the University Co-op Store in Uptown Park. Stop between 5 and 7 and get your UT gear for this weekend's games, Texas versus Kansas. And while you're there, don't forget to pick up the new edition of the Blitz t-shirt and get your Blitz on.
I feel like we're doing better than Texas football right now, so they should go and pick up their Blitz stuff. And while you're there, if you want to pick up some UT gear, you should do that too.
Yeah.
I feel like we should get top billing, yeah, at least for now.
You know what? I think we should rewrite this. Get your new Blitz shirt. And by the way, it's based on the pepper spray incident. And as a service to the people, guess what we're going to do today? If you're new to the show and you've never heard this and you want to get your friends into the show, you want to tell them to tune in at 5:30 today because we are going to replay the pepper spray episode. All 30 minutes of it.
Oh, boy.
And we'll set it up in a little bit. But yeah.
I might take a nap.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go punch a clown or something. But
it's actually 15 minutes.
Okay.
Did you cut it down?
No, I didn't. It was two segments, but one of them got cut short because of me on the floor writhing in pain.
Oh,
so that segment was pretty short.
We're not going to play that?
No, we are. That segment was short, so it seemed like it was a long long thing, but no, it's 15 minutes. Two segments put together.
There's a lot of awkward silence in there, like where I couldn't figure out how to turn the, like, send us to commercial, which I was supposed to do.
And one of the funny things that I re-listened to it today before, so I edited out the giveaway part, and I was listening to it, and about 10 seconds into the segment, Peg goes, I don't think this is wise. And AJ's like, wait, what are you doing? He goes, no, you go. Do you want to be the sprayer? And Fred said, I don't want to have any hand in this. So it's like he's separating himself very, very quickly. Very,
of
course. Very, very, very smart man.
Yeah, he was the wise one.
Yeah, well.
Oh, well.
Dan may have the best view of this. Says, most people aren't reasonable about politics. They root for their party exactly like it's a fan of a bad sports team. Exactly.
It's very similar.
And Paul says, any thoughts on doing away with the party system and the slavery to party ideologies? That would be the best idea, but that's never going to happen. It's ridiculous to think two parties represent 330 million people. And that's why so many of us get chased away. And see, David is part of the problem. He says the problem is an uneducated public constantly voting against their own interests and money and corruption and you know, calling me misinformed because I'm trying to make a point about compromise. Which, and obviously you don't get. I mean, that's the thing. We should be compromising with each other.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's okay. I mean, it's your choice to vote. It's your choice what you want to do. And until we change the system, which I mean, at least how the system itself is fine. It's how it operates is the problem. But it's the whole label thing gets me too. I mean, oh, you're a right-wing Christian conservative. Therefore, you want to bomb everybody. And... Yeah, now all these people, you can't elect Bernie Sanders. He's a socialist. You guys really studied what?
I promise, I am, at least to this point, in the camp that there are no good options available to us, one of them is going to win. So trust me, while I think none of these people are electable, at least one of them is going to end up being electable. And that's that's the scariest thing for me, but that's the reality.
All right, let's grab some phone calls real quick. David, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, sports to you guys.
Hey, sports to you.
Hey, I just want to echo your statement that we are way too divisive, and that's the main thing. This whole left-right paradigm, you know, I'm Republican, I'm a Democrat, it's tearing us apart, and there's not going to be any compromising until people can kind of get over that. And one other point is that we don't really have a democracy in this country. Democracy isn't voting for somebody and saying, here, write all my laws for me. A democracy is coming together with your community, your neighborhood, or your city and saying, we're going to decide what laws we want to govern us. We're going to vote on them. We're going to change them. You know, that's what a real democracy is. And you can't really have that if people are going to come together and just take a knit over all these different issues and they don't realize that we're really all connected in this, you know, thing we call humanity. So, I mean, that's my point.
That's about the best call we've had.
That's the best call of the day.
Yeah, you know what, I think we're off the politics on that one. Thank you for closing the book on that. That was well done, sir. See, there's, like I said, 95% of the people give me hope that listen to the show.
95 is a high number.
5% of them that listen make me want to, you know, dress up like a creep and chop some people up and put them in a bag and feed them to cats. Not girls in my gym, just some listeners, but that's all right. Let's grab Matt real quick.
Hey, guys.
Hey, sports.
Hey, I'm a Houston Cougar fan. I'm not one of those optimistic, like a super optimistic, like I think Tom Herman is going to stay here forever type fans. But I know the likelihood is probably pretty good that he goes somewhere else here in a minute. But I want to know, like, Fred, if you're Renew Couture, and AJ, if you're Hunter Yurecek, and Jong is the Board of Regents, what are you guys doing to keep him around? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
I mean, I think they're – you're not doing a whole lot because you're limited in what you can do. Like, you can offer him a whole ton of money, and then USC can come and offer him five times what you offer and not bat an eye at it. I think these guys are smart enough to realize where they are, and they hope that if he's here for 1 year, they hope that it's a year that will entice another top assistant to come here and take his spot and hopefully do it again. I think you're pretty limited in what you can do to prevent that from happening, because if UH has the success that if you put me in those shoes, of course I hope they have a ton of success. I hope they go undefeated, and if that happens, inevitably he's going on to something else.
Well, yeah, but I don't think it's this year. I don't think he's a one and done. Very few coaches do that. We've seen it more lately. Most of the ones who do. Arkansas State was one thing because everybody did it for a year, but most guys stay at least 2 years, and I think he'll stay another year because he's going to be able to write his own ticket, though, especially if he does it 2 years in a row. And if I'm a big school, I want to see him do it more than 1 year. I want to see him do it more than with somebody else's talent. I mean, let's be honest, the team was 8-4 last year, probably should have been 10-2, so he's improved them.
Yeah.
And that's great. They may wind up 10-2. So... and I think he's fantastic, and I think he's a great coach, and I think he's got a great future. But I'm not going to, you know, I think that's what UH is, and understanding that. The good news is it's attractive enough job to get a guy like that. Because when he moves on to the next spot, guess what? That's going to be another job that the next hotshot coordinator is going to look at and say, wow, Tom Herman got the Alabama job out of that. Or Tom Herman got this. Kevin Sumlin got A&M. Art Briles got Baylor. I mean, that's appealing. That's appealing if you're a coach, because it's the kind of place you can go to and build. I don't think it's ever going to be a place. TCU is a different animal, where Gary Patterson went there and just wanted to be there. And I'm surprised, because that guy could have had much better jobs many times over. But he liked living there and liked the city and everything. But that's a rarity. That doesn't happen very often. And I think it's unrealistic to hope for that. What you hope for is that you win a bunch of games and enjoy them while it's happening. That's the other thing. Guys, go to the games. Enjoy it while it's happening and worry about the next coach when you have to worry about the next coach. That's another thing that's kind of – that we get so caught up in is, you know, it's like all these people saying, well, you know, an American Pharaoh was great, but – He's no secretary. It's like, now, wait a minute. Go back and look at it.
Yeah.
You were seeing greatness. You're seeant greatness with Ronda Rousey right now. We may never see this again. We shouldn't be worried about, oh, who's going to be the next Ronda Rousey. Why don't we just enjoy it? We did that with Tiger Woods, and now Tiger Woods is useless. And guess what? Everybody's trying to, oh, who's the next Tiger? There's not a next Tiger. We should have enjoyed it while it was going on. Enjoy UH while you're, yeah, Drum Bevo says 2 years and on to Texas.
It might be.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, guys, if you're a little banged up or you've injured yourselves, you need to know about my good friends over at the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. You just heard Dr. Matthew Wasserman on with us from Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. They're part of the UT Physicians Group. Easy for me to say, part of the UT Physicians Group. They've been recognized for their academic and medical achievements, and they've got a staff full of doctors that are dedicated to giving the best orthopedic care possible. They've developed systems to ensure the wait time to see a doctor is minimal, which is important if you've ever been sitting in a waiting room all day. They've got 3 easily accessible locations, Katy, Sugarland, and Richmond. They've all got free parking right out in front of the building, and they've got 20 physicians that encompass a wide range of specialties, including orthopedic and musculoskeletal, sports medicine, pediatric orthopedic, spine, hand, wrist, and elbow, foot and ankle, and pain management. Give them a call today, 281-344-1715, or visit rbjc.com. You'll learn more about the doctors there. You can schedule your appointment online, and a physician referral may not be necessary depending on your insurance. Give us a call to find out, 281-344-1715 for the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic.
Clock and grab your jock.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.